This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian government is boosting the utilization of life tables as a foundation for database policy to realize the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045. This statistical instrument is deemed crucial for accurately capturing the health conditions and life expectancy of the population. The National Food Agency, or Bapanas, stated the government will reprocess about 29,000 tons of rice that have deteriorated to improve its quality before being distributed to the community. Director of Food Vigilance at the agency, Nita Yuliani, stated the 29,000 tons of rice comprises around 3,000 tons of locally produced rice and around 26,000 tons of imported rice. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Siapa yang bisa buatku begini? Gila, ini bahagia apa menderita? Langit lagi bagus-bagusnya, tapi bagiku biasa saja. Dia buatku terkesima.
Menyapamu, tak berani menciummu, apalagi mata pun dah tutup kaki. Gemetarku berdiri. Kalau sampai ku miliki, tak mau ku tidur lagi. Alamat malah nanti kau pergi. Kalau ada 9 nyawa, mau samamu saja. Semuanya ini dada. Buka payah seketika pingsan. Mana nafas buat tanya. Can I see you for a minute? Boleh aku visit? See you mom and dad, aku pamit. Kalau memang naga-naganya kau berkenan, ku berangkat sekarang.
Nyapamu tak berani menciummu, apalagi maka pundakmu tunjuk kaki. Gemetar ku berdiri. Kalau sampai ku miliki, tak mau ku tidur lagi. Kau pergi.
Kalau ada sembilan nyawa,
alam aku jatuh cinta.
Semuanya ini dada. Di sana kau sama. Alam ini kau jatuh cinta. Minimal kau dilihat. Bila kata saya
jatuh cinta.
Baru putus, baru saja putus, tak perlu engkau bingung. Lebih baik kita terus maju, gapai mimpi yang baru. Punya pacar harus lebih baik, punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup, yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati, harus hati-hati kalau masalah hati. Oh, jangan sampai mengulang cerita salah pilih kekasih. Punya pacar harus lebih baik, punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup, yang paling penting kita harus bahagia.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Luka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hati yang dulu. yang bisa.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Bogor, there are many interesting tourism destinations. If you are a lover of water tourism, the Terrace Tepus Valley Waterfall can be your next tourism destination. Tepus Valley is located within the Mount Halimun Salak National Park area. You will feel the cool air and shady forest trees around the Tepus Valley Waterfall. The location of this valley is in Pasir Rengit, Gunung Sari, Bogor Regency, West Jawa. The distance from the Tepus Valley from Bogor City is about 30 kilometers and takes about 1 hour 30 minutes. For a vacation to Tepus Valley, you will be charged 10,000 rupiah. Parking rates for motorbikes are 5,000 rupiah and 10,000 rupiah for cars. The Tepus Valley waterfall is not too high, only a few meters. The waterfall has a terrace counter. These levels are formed naturally. Tepus Valley also has typical mountain water, which is clean, clear, and turquoise in color. The water is accommodated in a pool made of natural rock. You can enjoy the freshness of the Tepus Valley water by soaking in the water pool. If you don't want to play in the water, you can take selfies at this waterfall. This destination has provided several spots that can be used as photo backgrounds for visitors. You can also relax and enjoy the atmosphere around the beautiful Tepus Valley with cool air. In the Tepus Valley, you can also camp. There is a camping ground provided for tourists. Tepus Valley has quiet complete tourism facilities, namely prayer rooms, toilets, gazebos, and food stalls.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bukan ku tak tersipu, bukan ku tak butuh kata-kata, tapi ku meragu, apakah langkah cinta ini berbeda, meskipun telah sempurna. Cintamu bagai mimpi yang nyata. Ku ingin hatiku bertekuk lutut.
berkata.
Every time, just like brand new, baby. Love is softer.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the word of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers: culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's Travel Road. Rapid, unchecked development spurred by overtourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse. Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also ask a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm. It's very difficult, definitely, at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you... What did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rabbits, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So that's, this is to make a movement their behavior and the attitude, so need continuity. And most more than 3 years they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this hours of morning.
Absolutely. And that makes me a little bit happy because of they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they not throw the rubbish everywhere. And we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
Yeah, it's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us, this is from the sellers.
Along the beach,
every morning they as well join. Look at the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach. Automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach cleanup every time during their schedule, during their own schedule. So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists, so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali, as well in Indonesia, as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand, the good wave for surfing, and the good water for swimming, as well for jogging, and
I see people jog
for sightseeing. This is nice beach in the world, so most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity. Learn to surf. And then they can do a sport on the beach, like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Volley.
Beach soccer. Volley. and a family activity like sand carving. And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool.
see that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up.
So
and other hotels, they are automatically every day
do it too.
So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city.
Yes,
right,
yeah,
around there.
Right, yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone. And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here.
Nah.
To doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency. So my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area,
yeah,
easy to get the dollars. They have to maintenance their area,
yeah,
which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure. So as well, take action with their what we call that physicists or morals.
Okay.
How to keep our destination still
clean.
Still clean, safety, and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, yeah, Canggu even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay. Development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like the drugs, and you can see in the news,
many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
As like they climbing the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
As like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet, and many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate it, the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali, they have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the
The government, already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. Mm. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. So what happen next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environment is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. You gotta give it a pause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby.
Hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots. Grassroots to catching, chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government been give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, we call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environments, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing. Yeah. And for a moment, I think what I have been doing here, that the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice, it's a duty we carry wherever we go.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Take my hand, they say to take my hand. Everything is gonna get better. Take a step, they say to take a step. It's
one chance or it becomes never. Some days I feel drowned, some days I feel bright, some days I feel the world's gonna be my best friend forever and ever, and it's now. Ooh, oh. Take it slow, you are the one you owe. Make this one you'll cherish forever. Life's a show, so put it on like a pro. Your moment is gonna come sooner or later. Some days I feel drowned, some days I feel bright, some days I feel the world's gonna be my best friend forever and ever. And it's now. Standing here, I've never felt so nice. Being here, it takes away the blues, cause all this time, it comes down to this moment. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning and flying, and it's all breathtaking. Yeah, it's a life I'm learning, don't you go rambling, not stopping who you are, it's a no-go. Take a moment thanking who you are, you beat that low. Take a moment, you face that demon toe-to-toe. One step, two steps, you get it. Don't hold the back, it's worth it. Burning flame, burning fire, burning passion. Wear what you must, what you're proud of, cause now that's a fashion. Victory has never tasted so sweet when you move and dance with the flow. Be it right or wrong, you're growing strong. Cause when you reach that mountain top, you know that it's because you believe in you. Believe it was true. You saw it through. You made, you do all the things and broke your limits. Be proud of who you are. Standing here, I've never felt so light. Being here, it takes away the blues, cause all this time, it comes down to this moment. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning. Now flying, you're flying. Oh, staring at my own reflection, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just smiling and grinning. Now flying, and it's all. And it's all, and it's all breathtaking.
Are you really feeling me, baby? This ain't easy. No, no, no. We got 10,000 reasons to really let it all go. Count the score, even God knows. It's crazy how you stick around, even when we're crashing down. You say you want me, and you got me. Maybe it's true, cause it is you. Through it all, we'll make it out. Baby, hold my hand, we'll make it out. No matter how hard, no matter how far we're apart, baby. Even when it's heavy and my heart is weary, nothing's gonna change me, cause down.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As kempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mashed red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry fist as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!